Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Oh, give me a call, 347-826-7435. The call-in number, once again, is 347-826-7435. Also, if you're afraid to call me, as always, I encourage you to email me your questions, comments, concerns, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, you can also email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I have a Facebook group, the Smooth Drama Group. If you petition to get in, just say, hey, I want to be in myself or Mr. J will add you to the Smooth Drama Group, along with just Googling Smooth Drama. Wherever you find Smooth Drama, add me. I'll add you back. We can talk to Taste on it, because I'm a nice guy like that. Anyway, you already know what it is today. I bow down. I thought there was no way in hell OJ getting out. It's not going to happen. It ain't going down. You know, I even made a promise. And if y'all don't remind me about my promise, I'm not going to remember it. But, yeah. OJ. He's free. The juice is loose. And, you know, everybody's in the uproar. And, of course, you know, the Goldman family, they come out. But they're still, he was ordered to pay $33 million in restitution in the civil case. But unfortunately for them, OJ was smart enough to hide his money. So the only... They can't touch anything that he has because he's not really making any money as far as money goes, as far as income. But he gets a $25,000 a month pension, as well as another private pension of an undisclosed amount, as well as a pension from the screen, a payment from the Screen Actors Guild. OJ, as dumb as he was as a black man, he knows how to hide his money. He did learn something, how to hide his money. If he didn't know how to do anything, he's like, yeah, you can accuse me of this, you can accuse me of that, you can do this, you can do that, but you ain't getting my Skrilla. So, OJ, it's free, 9 years. I mean, obviously he did 9 years for something that people get probation for, so can't say he's lucky, but the fact that twice now, he has beaten the odds twice. I don't know. I'm guessing he sold his soul to the devil or something. There's some demon that's like, yeah, I got that one. I don't know, just saying. But we got to hold off, though, because he ain't out the water, obviously. You know, they're bringing up anything like, oh, my God, OJ was masturbating in his cell, and that might interrupt his parole. I'm like, really? Although nothing would shock me, you know, like, they give him an extra year or something. Oh, because we caught you masturbating, like, know, him pleasuring himself is a crime, but I guess in some states it is. But, yeah, he gets out October 1st. We'll see. I mean, because I'm like, it just went all so easy. I'm like, is there somebody going to kill me? I mean, is he going to die in jail? Or, like, when he gets out, is a sniper going to take his ass out? I mean, it's scary. It's real scary. I mean, if I'm OJ, I'm like, you don't pins and needles. I mean, he's happy, but you don't pins and needles at the same time. Like, you don't know what the hell is going to happen. But I do know something that'll help him out. He moves to Tennessee. He has a chance on shortening his sentence. How, you might ask? Well, in Tennessee, White County in particular, yes, there is a White County in Tennessee. And that's the name of it. I'm not even making that up. In White County, Tennessee, since May 15th, General Sessions Judge Sam Benningfield signed an order offering those who agree up to 30 days cut off their sentence. You can have a vasectomy done or a birth control implant. Yeah, and already 32 women have received the implant while 38 men are waiting to get their vasectomy done. Now, in an interview with News Channel 5 TV station, Benningfield said that the order was meant to discourage those with drug offenses and extensive criminal records from conceiving children they cannot support. And I quote, "I hope to encourage them to take personal responsibility. Give them a chance when they do get out to not be burdened with children." Now, for OJ, it's perfect. You don't want no children. Transfer me to Tennessee, right? Transfer me to Tennessee. And so, instead of getting out on October 1st, he can get out September 1st. Problem solved. Right? He can get vasectomy. You don't need them to go. I mean, because, you know, men, you know, you can go, you can have babies to the day you die. So, you know, it's a shot. If you want to get out a little bit earlier, and Tennessee is a little bit closer to Florida, so they don't even have to go that far. I mean, but think of how crazy that is. They're offering you, hello, they're offering you, birth control for 30 days out. You can't have no kids. Now, the conspiracy theorist in me would say, hey, who are the majority of the people in jail? Then you say, hey, who are they trying to stop the population from growing? But I'm not going to go there, hey, because, you know, some folks could say, you know what, it's the F N word. You focus on race too much. And it's not about race. It's about something. What it is, we don't know, but it's about something else. I'm still trying to figure out what it is. When y'all find out, y'all tell me. But in White County, in Tennessee, White County Jail in Tennessee, you can get a vasectomy and get 30 days taken off the jail sentence. Kind of dope one. Speaking of kind of dope, former NBA player Doug Overton just added another thing that black people cannot do in public. He did not get shot, though. So, good news. Black man didn't get shot. So, no thumb up on that, right? But he pled guilty to disorderly conduct because he, he was using the bathroom. So he was charged, and they said several witnesses reported seeing him expose himself to both men and women on the Sin Wind Heritage Trail in Lower Marion Township, which is in Pennsylvania, near Philadelphia. Said he was walking his dog, and he, looked around like, I got pee. I guess if you get caught peeing, you can go to jail for that. And he was placed on probation, and he must also undergo a psychosexual evaluation. What in the hell is a psychosexual evaluation? I'm just curious. I know what the hell that is. A psychosexual evaluation. Which, you're just sitting there. Mr. Overton, why did you expose yourself? I had to pee. Okay, but why did you have to pee? I mean, you get an hour where you had to talk about, I had to pee. I was walking my dog. I'm on the trail. I had to pee. So I pulled it out, and I peed. So, now, I get it. You don't want to walk and turn the corner and you see somebody peeing like, most people, I'm not seeing people pee in public. It's like, man, come on. You just turn your head and walk away. But apparently, the good people in Lower Marion Township, they can't take that. Now, I just looked at it like it's fear of the black dick. I mean, it's like, he just whipped it out there. Oh my God! Oh, his penis! He's peeing! Oh my God! It's like, come on. Really? That's what's happening. That's where we at. Black man can't pee. Walking his dog. Anyway. Psychosexual evaluation. Maybe I need to get one of those. I don't know. At this point in time, though, I am about to go into one of my favorite subjects. And, actually not subjects, but one of my segments. The Dumbass of the Week. Get up in there. My Dumbass of the Week, David Blackman. Who in the hell is David Blackman? Well, David Blackman, and it's no joke, is a black man. in Florida, who called 911 to complain that someone broke into his car and robbed him of $50 and about a quarter ounce of cocaine. Hello, 911. I have an emergency. Somebody just broke my car, robbed me of $50 and a quarter ounce of cocaine. I need you to come right now. And see, one of those things. scenes where you can't make this stuff up. It just happens. You need to say, my homie, Jaja, is like they make sure they keep them real dumb down there. Yeah. If you get too smart, they threaten to shoot you. Like, what? Boy, you trying to make sense? Do that again, we're going to put you in juvenile hall. How you want me to act? We want you to act real dumb, boy. Real dumb.
Oh, gosh.
You called 911 to report that my illegal cocaine got stolen. Shout out to David Black. You're a special human being. Shout out to the state of Florida. My favorite state, Florida. I mean, they can't help me. They just keep coming with them hits. It's just like hits just keep on coming. It's like boom, 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 boom. They're real special down there. Really, really special. But at that point, I think I'm going to need to go on break. It's too much. This is a Mos Def. Sun, moon, and the stars. I'm talking about you people who are listening and watching. You're the sun, moon, and the stars to me.
together you've got the smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Most Def, Sun, the Moon, and the Stars. I was going to start playing my flute along with the song. I was getting caught up there, but I don't want that whole pipe and all y'all trying to come to the house and like, oh, play it again. I don't want to do that to y'all. I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings and whatnot. Anyway, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Oh, man. It's a lot going on. There's, of course, OJ. And then there was some extreme coonage and hate going on. And normally, you know, I talk about the hater of the week, but it's like the hater of the week is like also my coon of the week too. It's rare that you get that twofer, right? So I'm just gonna say, you know, of course, you gotta do the hate first.
Hate, I hate you.
And of course, we gotta also give a shout out, because, you know, we gotta say, where the coons at?
Coons at? Where the coons at? Where they at? Where they at? Where they at?
Who is our coon and hater of the week? I think y'all know, but if you didn't know, that distinction belongs to good old Michael Vick. Yes, Michael Vick, who came out and was talking about Colin Kaepernick and what Colin Kaepernick needs to do to improve his image. He goes on Super Coon, Super Negro, Jason Whitlock's show and says, hey, Colin Kaepernick should cut his hair to improve his image. He goes on to say, it isn't due to his decision to kneel during the national anthem. He said, the reason he's not playing has nothing to do with the national anthem. It's more solely on his play. But yeah, everything takes precedent in terms of image and perception. Cut his hair. I'm gonna say it all, just in case you haven't heard it. He goes on to say, first thing we've got to get Colin to do is cut his hair. Listen, I'm not here trying to be politically correct. Even if he puts cornrows in there, I don't think he should represent himself in that way in terms of just the hairstyle. Just go clean cut. You know? Why not? You're already dealing with a lot of controversy surrounding this issue. The most important thing he needs to do is just try to be presentable. Presentable. What is presentable, clean cut from the guy who white folks took out the league in his prime because of something that he didn't even do. He had his homies was dog fighting at his house. He's talking about cut your hair. You was in cornrows your whole career down there. But it's the hair. Had nothing to do with him fighting black folks and saying black folks need justice. Nah, man, it's your hair. You just go clean cut. You know what? You'll get a job. Really. And, of course, there was the black lash, where most black folks is like Michael Vick. What are you talking about? So much backlash / blacklash that Michael Vick is on like his third apology. You know, he took on Twitter to clarify. It's got nothing to do with him not being on the NFL roster right now. Yeah, we know his hair has nothing to do with him being on the roster. Duh. I give my hair. But he made a political statement that, you know, people just can't stand. Like, you know, he wants to fight for truth and justice for poor people. And, you know, rich white people and poor white people, I won't say all, but a lot of them just wouldn't go for it, couldn't go for it, can't even understand the concept. And even the ones who could grasp the concept a little bit, where they at? They're not coming to his aid. And even if they tried to come to his aid, they can't do nothing because they can't make him get on the team. See, Colin Kaepernick, and I bring this up. You get all these folks attacking him because he stood up for us, poor people, getting shot and killed. Because he ain't getting shot at and killed in the street. But he's saying, I relate to you. These cats. They ain't even about, they say, oh, he's trying to build up his brand. He is blackballed out of the league. Building up your brand. So, you know, for dudes like Michael Vick, especially Michael Vick, like, really, brother? Really? He need to do something with his hair, change his image up, maybe talk about how, you know what, all those black people, they deserve to get shot. I mean, would that clean up his image? Fuck out of here. Yep. And Colin Kaepernick's tweet, he just tweeted Stockholm Syndrome. If you don't know what Stockholm Syndrome is, Stockholm Syndrome is basically you relating to your captors, your oppressors, and going with and sympathizing with them and their ideology, which is Michael Vick and all these other super Negroes. Yes, super Negroes siding with their oppressors because they have Stockholm Syndrome. Makes sense to me. Maybe not to anybody else, but shout out to Michael Vick. You know, hater of the week. Still not gonna get on TV. Still ain't gonna get no love. Now, it's like, you got black folks hating you too. Good job. You are the man. speaking of the man, oh my goodness. There was a representative, because we talk about haters, a mayoral candidate out of my favorite state. I'm guessing y'all can guess what my favorite state is, right? Florida. Anyway, mayoral candidate out of Florida who, you know, when talking to his rival supporters, says the one you always hear from the white guy to the black guys and women. Go back to Africa. Why? He says, go back to Africa. Of course, he says, well, if you don't like it here in the United States, you should go back to Africa. One of the candidates, Jesse Neville, who is backed by the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, which is a organization this is funny. Don't laugh. Of white people created by and working under the leadership of the African People's Socialist Party. Now, Paul Kajimi went off against the black supporters of Neville, who is white, because the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, you know, they want reparations. So Kajimi said to Neville, Mr. Neville, you and your people, you talk about reparations. And he says, the reparations that you talk about, Mr. Neville, your people already got your reparations. Your reparations came in the form of a man named Barack Obama. With somebody in the crowd hollers, get out of here. He's like, my advice to you, you don't like it here in America, planes leave every hour from Tampa Airport. Go back to Africa. Go back to Africa. Go back. Now, where do I start then? He's telling people go back to Africa. And you know, it's very tiring when you hear people whose people came over here from somewhere else, somewhere in Europe. I'm a guess Paul Kajimi, whatever his name is, however you pronounce it. I'm guessing his people, he sounds Italian, they probably come from Italy. Did we ever say, hey, go back to Italy, mother? Go back to Europe, mother? But I guess that only applies to us. Go back to Africa. There's a plane that leaves from Tampa. I'm guessing there's a plane that leaves from Tampa that goes to Italy, too. Yeah. But your reparation was Barack Obama. Not the money. You got Barack Obama. And I know folks say, hey, you know, hey, we did have black presidents. I'm just saying, you know, Barack was cool, Michelle was cool, but I would rather the 40 acres and the mule. I really couldn't take the 40 acres and the mule. Well, maybe not the mule. I would probably sold the mule because the mule would be eating and shitting everywhere, and I'd have pulled up. The mule's stubborn, so it's not like I was going to ride the mule to work. You know, like tied up the oats and the water trough. You know, it's like, I mean, you wouldn't take the 40 acres? You'd rather have Barack Obama? I guess. If that's you, if you wanted that Barack Obama over your 40 acres, good for you. But I'll take the 40 acres. In speaking of taking 40 acres, now, talk about the R. Kelly thing. And you see, there was a press conference where parents, and there's this father, like, my daughter is, she's being held captive by R. Kelly in these hotels, and, you know, they're giving all these details, whatnot. And I'm sitting up there looking like, man, if my daughter is being held captive by another man, I'm riding over there. I'm knocking on the door. Hey, let my daughter go or I'm busting your ass. I'm just saying, that makes sense to me. This whole press conference. Oh, R. Kelly has my daughter. And, you know, I was expecting, because one of the reporters asked, how old is your daughter? And look what this punk mother says. He says, my daughter's 21. It's like, your daughter's grown. He ain't holding her hostage. You know, like, he's like Jesus Rick James, and they all up in the garage. Daddy! And the video got out. Daddy! I'm in chains! It's like, no, she ain't in chains. None of them is in chains. The only thing that is held there would be a dignitized. I know. We going back to the old school. Dignitized is an old school phrase for it. You know, like they say, pussy whip, stigmatized. R. Kelly, sexaholic, whatever you want to call it, being sexmatized, whatever you want to call it. They're in love with the star. He's saying, come on over here, rub my nipple, suck my, and you know, suck in the name of love. I'm sorry. That's it. Ain't nothing else to it. I don't even know what the problem is, right? I mean, Rome folks, not kidnapped. And I mean, once again, this is a punk ass daddy. I'm sorry. It's a punk ass daddy who's sitting up there, my baby being kid is being. And then, you know, when he froze up about 21, then, you know, they get to talking, and somebody else comes in. I'm an R. Kelly, you know, one of the former mistresses, whichever one you want to call them, gets out there and like, yeah, I was there, and I'm an R. Kelly fan, and he has them do this, and he has that, you know. There's such a thing called choice. I ain't going to say I agree with anything that's happening there. I'm not going to say I disagree with anything that's happening. They're grown. They have the right to choose to do that if they want to. They are making grown folks decisions because they are grown folks, whether you agree with it or not. That's what's happening. But to have the parents, punk-ass parents at that, I'm sorry, some folks say, why are you tripping? And what he's doing is morally wrong, blah, 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 blah. Okay. If your father's, if you're a real father, you step to him. I'm going to be there. It ain't happening with my daughter. I'm going to be here every day. I'm going to, with your shit, I'm going to pick it up. So even if she don't want to go, I'll make R. Kelly kick her ass out. Nah, you got to go. Your daddy crazy. I'm just saying. That's what I think a real man would do. If you think some dude is old, and, you know, the wife gets up there, oh, he has brainwashed my child. Not stigmatized. Yes. R. Kelly has fucked your daughter into submission. That's it. Ain't no more. I know. Sound harsh. But really, is it that harsh? Is it that unrealistic? Is it that crazy? I ain't saying nothing that nobody don't know. It's the reality of the situation. If I'm wrong, call me up. 347-826-7435. 347-826-7435. Challenge me. If you're scared to call me, email me. I'll read your question. I'll read your comments. Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com. Hit a brother up. I ain't scared. You shouldn't be either. I mean, if you disagree with what I'm saying, but to me, whatever. I don't even see the story. The only story I see is punk-ass parents, especially the punk-ass daddies. You're going to let that ride. You're on a press conference. A press conference. He's mistreating my daughter. A press conference. It ain't even a mess. See, this is why white people don't respect black folks. Black men. You don't let that shit happen. Mm-mm. You disagree, step to somebody. You ain't ready to step to somebody, don't say nothing. Keep your mouth shut. And on that note, it is time for me to go on break. This is the homie A Prime, Moral Dilemma.
Police officer named
in Cinco. Who in is Officer in Cinco? Well, actually, he's the wrong guy. Officer in Cinco was hate on his because I actually got two Groundhog Days. How they treat women badly is the first one. Officer in Cinco was mad at his female coworker, so mad that he threw some of his semen on her. It's like, take it. he's 61. She's 61. He's 63. So it's like old crime. So basically, you know, he probably tried to holler at her. She's like, look, I ain't fooling with you. And you know, she walks away from him. After whatever their argument was, he throws it, and he says, "No, that wasn't semen. It was saliva, even though the DNA test shows that it was." And she asks, "Why you do it?" He's like, "Whatever," and walked away. Oh man. Now, what is the other shit that happened? I hope Groundhog Day ain't men throwing semen at old men throwing semen at women. But the other Groundhog Day is athletes who get away with shit because they are supreme athletes. Case in point, Ezekiel Elliott, running back of the Dallas Cowboys, who was under investigation, but police have mysteriously suspended the investigation involving Mr. Elliott, citing a lack of witnesses and an inability to contact the victim. Now, let's take a guess. I mean, let's look. Ezekiel Elliott, domestic violence. Beating somebody up. I mean, there's a long list of things that he's done. Some reported, you know, there's some unreported. What does Ezekiel Elliott have that Colin Kaepernick doesn't have? Oh, no social consciousness. You know, if he would have sat down and not stood up for the Pledge of Allegiance, he'd be locked up right now. But because he plays for the Dallas Cowboys, he can break somebody's nose. He can beat up on his woman, on women in particular, and do whatever he wants. He can be a totally bad guy. Because, hey, he stood for the national anthem. Colin Kaepernick, conversely, he didn't, you know, no domestic violence. Ain't beat nobody. Got into no bar fights, none of that. He's got none of that on his record. Can't play in the league. Maybe he should have played for Dallas. But if he would have but it's still the national anthem protest, right? Yeah. Groundhog Day. Athletes who play ball and play ball, they don't get in trouble. Even if you beat your woman, even if you beat guys, beat anybody you want to beat, don't even matter. Because, well, you're good at what you do. Now, that important? I ask folks, is that important? Because, there was actually something that, there are two things that that were out there. One was Chris Spielman has a lawsuit versus Ohio State University, where his complaint was how Honda and Nike have unlawfully conspired under federal antitrust law to deny payment to current and former Ohio State football players. Because what they do, they hung banners at Ohio State Stadium where the Buckeyes play their home games, and Spielman and 63 other notable Buckeyes have their images up there. But he's asking, shouldn't they both Ohio State and the player be paid when those players appear on the banner? He also took aim at Nike by saying OSU and Nike have a contractual relationship, produced Legends of the Scarlet and Gray, which depict, without compensation, Spielman and other former Buckeye stars. He contends that these businesses work with OSU in an unlawful plot whereby they refuse to negotiate with Ohio State football players, thus setting the value of those players' identity rights, which are clearly marketable since Honda and Nike paid for them, at zero. Now, there's that. Then there's your standard story of Walmart, which is accused of racism because there was a website listing that contained the N-word. It was a weaving net used for hair extensions. It read, and I quote, durable, stretchy weaving net, weaving cap wig, cap size, medium, N-word brown. Now, it's racist, but is it really that important? Is it something that's going to make you stay up at night like, oh my God, there's a weaving cap. And the color of the website is N-word brown. I don't know. I counter with the Spielman lawsuit as it pertains to you and I, thousandaires. What we're talking about here is when you think of football, basketball, Division I sports. Who are the majority of the people who play these sports? I'm guessing your nephew, your niece, your cousin, your brother, your sister, your aunt, your uncle. These are the people that this affects. Now, I understand what he's asking. He is demanding that the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Ohio enjoin Ohio State and IMG College from continuing to use current and former Buckeye players' identities for profit without first negotiating those rights with the players. He also requests that the court compel the defendants to pay monetary damage to former players for past uses. Now, how important is that? If you're somebody, and as you know, NCAA, you can't get a job if you're a football, basketball player, because they say it's illegal compensation, blah, 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 blah. NCAA tournament, they signed a $6 billion contract to air the NCAA basketball tournament. These bowl games, they pay in college football, they pay out the playoffs like $8 million, $9 million a bowl game. That goes to the university's coffers. And then there's bonuses that go down. Now, why is it important that you own the rights to your name? Think about this for a second. In the Ed O'Bannon lawsuit, which was similar, where he fought and won, coincidentally, which didn't get a lot of press last year, lawsuit about his name and not getting paid. You go to school and, you making that school millions of dollars. They tell you, you can't do anything. You can't profit. They're selling jerseys with your name on it, and the university is making millions of dollars off of your jersey. They're getting rich. They're getting paid. They're getting a whole lot of money, but you get nothing. But you're clearly the star. I mean, Michigan, 5-5 come to mind. They got none of that money that the University of Michigan got. They got put on probation. But the university kept the money, even though they was on probation. So, they lost a couple scholarships. But those 2 years the Fab Five was together, you can estimate they made off of jerseys and the tournament about 20, 30 million. It's pretty penny. Did Chris Webber, Jalen Rose, any of them get a dime of that? Nah. Not a nickel. Because you can't own the rights to your name. Even though it's your name. So, to me, we talk about racism. Yeah. I mean, it's messed up that N-word Brown is on the, It's on the website. I guess it's disturbing. Not that I give a damn, because I don't wear weave and caps, obviously. But my name and whether or not I get paid for what I do, that's very important to me. And it probably should be important to you and yours, just in case one day you're in that particular situation. It's not that far-fetched. Pay attention. Get paid for what you earn, not what they want to give you. And on that note, I am Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.